Lipton tea.
Lipton tea and Lipton soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scouts.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your talent scout MC. Brought to you by Lipton's brisk and Lipton tea. You know it's Lipton tea if it's B-R-I-S-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
It seems like old time. Never knew the walking.
Thank you, Peggy Marshall, the Holidays, George Bryan, Archie Blyer. Gee, you guys look pretty tonight, the orchestra and everything. Look at all these folk in the studio. Doggone, if I'd known you were coming, I'd have brought a joke. Well, let's get to the news instead of jokes. President Truman is off on his 6,000-mile speaking trip, during which he'll make 50 stops. For half the price, the Long Island Railroad could give him a 50-mile trip with 6,000 stops. The Democrats in 16 states, they say, are expected to pay their respects to the president. The Democrats claim that the president is making this trip to dedicate the Grand Coulee Dam, which their administration gave the people. I understand that some Republicans were kind of surprised with this explanation. They didn't even know the Democrats gave a damn. But enough of this railroad talk. Let's get on to another track here, huh? This is the Lipton Show. Lipton soup, Lipton tea, and Lipton frosty dessert. And our first talent scout is a gentleman whose name is Dr. Corriero? Corriero. What do you do, doctor? What kind of a doctor are you?
I'm a dentist.
A dentist? Huh? You married?
Yes.
Where do you live?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. That gets us off to a nice start here, huh? What do you do besides dentistry? You have a hobby or something?
Well, oil painting.
Oil painting?
Fishing.
Fishing? How do you come by this oil painting? Do you like that? Did somebody show you once, or did you always have that talent?
No, no one showed me how, but I just thought I'd take it up. Someone gave me the paint, so I had to do something with it.
Well, had you never done it before?
No, I've
how
never
long ago did you start it?
Oh, about 2 years ago.
And what did you find out? You got some ability at it?
It looks like it. They're all over the walls.
That's amazing. They say that in the last few years, a lot of people have suddenly discovered they could paint. I tried it, but, oh, Mother, I get better results by taking the bucket and just throwing it. I can get nothing. Tell me, who'd you bring us, Doctor?
I brought you my nephew, Billy Albert. He's 19 years old. Mm-hmm. He sings Western and American folk songs.
Uh-huh. Plays his own guitar?
Plays his own guitar. Uh-huh.
And what about his professional background, sir?
Well, since he's 19 years old, he's had some professional background. He's played at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Mm-hmm. At Carnegie Hall and some of the smaller nightclubs.
Mm-hmm. Well, being only 19, he couldn't have too much, could he? But that's the beginning, and I want to thank you very much, Dr. Corriero, for bringing your nephew here. We'll put him now out in front in the Lipton Spotlight. Billy Albert.
Wild goose brother goose, which is best? A wondrous book or a heart at rest?
but pop, hurry up, take to the sky. I wish I had wings and I could fly. I hear a hawker and a bugler song. One went to Canada, the other what the Waggis knows, and I must go where the Waggis goes. Waggis built a goose which is best, a wandering foot for a heart of rest. Can't you hear the wild goose crying? Can't you see the wild goose flying? Wild goose.
Was Billy Albert. Billy Albert. You see, know what I've been telling you? If you learn to play the ukulele, someday you can play a guitar like that. See? It's got two more strings on it than the ukulele. Otherwise, it's played exactly the same. But those other two strings have always baffled me. So I never went beyond. Hey, I want to show you something somebody gave me. I'll have to show you this on the television screen and describe it to the rest of you folks. Can you see that? Is that so? This is a carpet, and I'll explain it to the folks who have no television and who are at home. This is a carpet woven with my puss on it and my signature, by Mrs. Edna Albrook, who apparently works for Art Loom Carpets. It says on the top, Lipton. Then there's a color picture of me, red hair and everything. And then my signature on the bottom. I sure am obliged to that. What is it, a bath mat? Sure is pretty. Where will I put it? Thanks ever so much, Ms. Albrook. I have a message here now from the Vice President in charge of Lipton Frosty Dessert Mix. Dear Mr. G, he says, people all across the country are eating Frosty like crazy. These Lipton people have been out competing with the census. And you know what? The nose count shows 9 out of 10 people like Frosty fine. Well, let's tell that 10th one to go jump in the creek. We don't care about him. Frosty's got a good, fresh, homemade taste because you make it with fresh milk. Easy to make, too. All you have to do is add milk and freeze it in your refrigerator like it says on the package. But for heaven's sakes, get it right, will you? It's very simple, but you have to beat it. I found out the other day some people were just adding the milk to this stuff in the envelope and putting it in the icebox, and I can think of nothing worse.
Yeah.
You got to beat it, you know. Shake it, stir it. Beat it up with an egg beater. And whip it, you know. If you got an electric mixer, one of those wearing mixers would be the thing. And it comes up great mounds of stuff, see? And boy, is it delicious. Lipton Frosty Dessert Mix. Comes in an envelope like this. Little, what do you call it? Tinfoil envelope. The directions are on the back. They got a picture of the stuff on the front, in case you were in doubt as to what's going to come out of this. And it says here it makes 5 to 6 servings. Let's make it 4, not be so tight. F-R-O-S-T-E-E, Frosty, go get some. Let's meet our next talent scout, who should be Miss Laura Wolf. Well, 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 how do you do? Well, I see you. I didn't know he had a sister. Miss Laura Wolf. And what is your job, Miss Wolf?
I'm a dental assistant.
A dental assistant?
That's right.
Do you work for the doctor we just had here?
Oh, I'm afraid not.
Not him, huh?
No.
Do you where is your office and home here? New York?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In New York. And what do you do besides assist the dear dentist?
I play tennis and I go horseback riding, and I like music very much.
You like music, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Care anything for men folks?
Oh.
I love the way she said that. Oh, yeah. Now, let me see. Oh, yeah, you brought some talent.
Yes.
And who did you... Whom? Is that right? Whom?
That's right.
Whom did you bring?
I brought Miss Erica Bard.
Erica Bard. And what about Erica?
Well, she's a soprano, and she has sung at Zimmerman's Hungarian restaurant. She has
Whose Hungarian restaurant?
Zimmerman's.
Uh-huh.
And the Golden Fiddle. She also did some radio work in Mexico City, and she was a child movie star in Hungary.
Well, well, well. How long has she been in this country?
She's been here 9 years.
9 years, huh? All right, a soprano, Erica Bard. Thanks very, very much, Miss Wolf, for bringing her here. Let's put her in our spotlight now. Erica Bard. Let me give you this right quick. You remember that soup contest we had a couple of months ago? You had to finish a real corny limerick, and if you won, you got $10,000 in cash, with Lipton paying you the additional money for federal and state taxes. You want to know who won? I got a list. The name of the winner of that $10,000 first prize, and also the five winners of the second prize of $1,000 each. The checks are on the way to the 1,100 other lucky winners. What'd they win? They'd also like me to mention that if you want the complete list of winners, you can get it by sending a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Lipton Soup, Box 18, New York City. All right, here are the lucky people who won all that moolah. The first of the $1,000 prizes went to Ethel E. Daniels of Redwood City, California. Isn't that always like nobody here? Always over in Edison. Mrs. Charles Frost, North Weymouth, Massachusetts. Well, that's getting closer. Miss Ellen Glaskoff of Albion, Michigan. Pardon me. Ruth Ann Weibel of New Salem, Pennsylvania. And Mrs. John Olson of Everett, Washington. And the grand prize winner, $10,000 in cash, plus additional money for state and federal taxes, is Mr. No, it wasn't you, Archie. It was Mr. Philip F. Sasso S-A-S-S-O. Mr. Philip F. Sasso of Cleveland, Ohio. $10,000 and it's all his. Gee, that's wonderful. Now let's meet our next talent scout, Mrs. Larry Johnson. Hello, Mrs. Johnson. I'm glad to see you. Come sit down.
Thank you.
You have any children?
Yes, I have three children.
Three, huh?
Yes.
How big are they?
Well, I have a little boy about 6.5 years old.
Uh-huh.
I have another one about 5, and a little girl, 3.
Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3. Uh-huh. And a little 6.5. And where do they live? All up here with you?
All in the Bronx.
In the Bronx? In the Bronx, huh? What do you do besides take care of those three kids?
Well, I take piano lessons.
Do you really?
Yes.
You want to learn to be a pianist, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Who'd you bring us for scout today?
Oh, I brought a very fine fellow. As a matter of fact, I think he's the master of the Hammond organ.
Master of the Hammond organ?
That's right.
Uh-huh. What's his name?
Oh, his name is Larry Johnston, my husband.
Oh, yes. Well, 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 you would be slightly prejudiced, huh?
Well, he is.
All right, now tell me about his professional background.
Well, in the first place, I want to tell you about... He's a very versatile fellow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I understand so far, but...
he plays everything from boogie-woogie to Bach.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
He ought to be in our band. And then, what else does he do?
Well,
this is all on the organ now.
Oh, yes,
uh-huh.
Of course.
Okay, now where has he played this thing professionally?
Oh, he's played all over the Eastern Seaboard. From Toronto, Canada, all the way down to Baltimore, Maryland.
Uh-huh. You go with him all the time?
I run down to see what he's doing.
Well, it was very nice of you, Mrs. Johnson, to bring your husband to us tonight. And we're going to sit him right up there at the console of that mighty Hammond in the Lipton spotlight. Here he is, Larry Johnson.
Yes, sir. Honeybee, filled with jealousy when you see him out with me.
Blame them goodness knows it's honeysuckle though.
Flowers droop inside when I'm walking by. I know the reason why.
It's that sweet gal.
I don't buy sugar. She just touched my cup. Hey, baby, when she stirs up, take a sip, some of my taste of lips and
honey really drip. Perfection, that's what she is. Honeysuckle though.
Honeybee, jealousy when they see you out with me. That's my gal.
Honeysuckle though.
Inside when they're walking by, you know the reason why. It's that sweet girl they call Honeysuckle Rose. I don't buy no sugar, she just touched my cup. Yeah, you're my sugar, stand up. Taking sips from your taste lips, honey, just real. Goodness knows Honeysuckle Rose. Ah, yeah, sucker. Honeysuckle Rose.
Larry Johnson. Larry Johnson. Here's a note that says, "Dear Mr. Godfrey, I have a problem. Every time I drink tea, I get stabbing pains in my eye." Why don't you take the spoon out of your cup? The next talent scout's name is Shirley South.
Well, well, look at here, look at here. How do you do?
Shirley South. What part of the South are you from?
Oh, I'm really not from the South. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, from Detroit. Lots of folks here from Detroit. What do you do in Detroit?
Well, I was a model in Detroit and Chicago.
Oh. And now?
And now, well, I'm trying to model here in New York.
Oh, in New York, huh? Uh-huh. How is modeling in New York? Is it a tough business or what?
Well, it is to get started. You have to get around and know a few people, I guess.
Would you advise a gal coming from out west here to come to New York and get a job as a model?
Well, I think New York is such a fascinating place that I'm glad I'm here, and I would advise anybody else who wants to come right ahead. And I don't think New York is a cold town. I think these people are just wonderful.
Well, now, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? I'm very happy to hear you say that. With that kind of a spirit, my dear, you just can't possibly fail.
Nothing.
Now, whom did you bring?
I brought...
I'm not getting good at that. Whom did you bring? I just throw that out. Whom did you bring?
I brought a wonderful singer called Jay Martin.
Jay Martin. What about him?
Well, I saw him in Finian's Rainbow, and I thought he was just wonderful. I know he's done juvenile parts in the Ziegfeld Follies, and I know he's done hotels throughout the country. But this show is such a wonderful place, and if the people like you here, they gave us such a wonderful break that I wanted him to come here, and that's why.
Well, now, that's very nice of you. What's he sing, tenor, baritone?
Tenor, and, well, I'd say he's a...
A high baritone?
Yes, in between. He has a lot of bottom to his voice and still a lot of top.
Well, that's good. That's quite a voice. Let's bring him out here and see what the folks think. Thanks, Shirley South, and good luck to you, dear. Jay Martin. Folks here in the studio are making up their minds as to which one of these four you think should win. My sponsor is in a kind of a dilemma. He He doesn't know whether to sell hot or iced tea today. I don't blame him. Yesterday it was 84 around here. Now look what it was today. Who knows? One day it rains, the next day it rains. Well, when it isn't raining, it's so hot you nearly die, or it snows or something. So if you feel like making iced tea, go ahead and make it. It's refreshing no matter what the weather is. In fact, iced or hot, Lipton tea always tastes good. I like it hot in the wintertime, and I love it when it's ice cold. And remember, when you make iced tea, make it double strength. Boy, that's the secret, you know. Don't be so tight with your tea. If you go make it with the tea bags... Well, he says that more people buy the bags than the loose. So, okay, I go by what the people say. Me, I wouldn't have one of these tea bags myself. I like the nice, loose tea, see? Then you can make it in a pot, and when you get through, you can tell fortunes with the tea leaves. What can you do with an old, wet, soggy tea bag? I just got an idea. But anyway, if you're going to make it with the tea bags, use a couple of bags per glass, see? But make sure you get Lipton tea, and then you're going to have the brisk tea. And iced or hot, it doesn't make any difference. It's brisk and picks you up and makes you feel good. You will enjoy a good cup of tea, my friend, if it's Lipton. Now let's get to the grand finale. We're going to ask the audience here to vote for us, and you'll see it on your audience reaction indicator on the television. We'll bring these kids back in the same order in which they appeared and ask the folks to vote. Are you ready? The first one was Billy Albert.
My heart knows what the Wagoose knows, and I must go where the Wagoose goes. Wagoose brother gives witches best, a wandering foot for a heart of dread.
Then the soprano, Erica Bard.
L'amour gris, pas permis, pas parole. L'ombre en fermée des vieux supports.
Then the organist, Larry Johnson.
My sugar, you just have to test my cup. Maybe you just stay
back. And the baritone Jay Martin.
Blue heaven and you and I and Sam.
Right, the audience reaction indicator shows the winner to be Billy Albert. Fine. How do you feel now, son?
This is the biggest thrill of my life.
Good for you. You're 19 years old,
That's
huh?
That's right, Arthur.
Hold it a minute. Seems like the thing... Now, can you hear it now? Oh, I'm sorry. Something happened to the thing. He was just saying he's the happiest day of his life today. This is the happiest day. Wish him good luck and listen to him on a Chesterfield show tomorrow. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good night, folks. Don't forget, Lipton is this team.
Arthur Godfrey's Dallas Scout was developed by Irving Mansfield and produced for Lipton Tea by Jack Kearney. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.